This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Stella Artois is in the building. Hour number two of the G-Bag Nation as we are hanging out here. Pickler Universe, get out here. What are you doing? It's a Friday. Come party with us here in the G-Bag Nation. Pickler Universe, 2800 North I-35 East, just past the George Bush Toll Road. We got some awesome stuff going on. And then we got Rangers Astros tonight. Jared Sandler's going to join us at 4:40. We got the Hall of Famer Eric Nadell at 5:20, leading into pregame at 6:30. Zach Wolchuk, Eric Chiafalo, Brian Broaddus, the great Lucius Alexander back in Match Control and Studio, and Carter Freeman coordinating your video. We also have Ruben out here engineering, doing a masterful job. But pretty awesome that the Rangers and the Astros, despite obviously a massive rivalry, they are going to unite tonight and show support for the Central Texas flood victims. And they're going to be wearing, or the Rangers will have some shirts that they're specifically wearing during batting practice for the players and the staff. They're going to wear specially designed batting practice shirts to show support for the victims ahead of their series opener tonight. The shirt will feature the words "Together for Texas" over an outline of the state with logos for both the Rangers and the Astros. Both teams also committed $1 million to support short-term and long-term relief and recovery efforts following the tragic flooding in Central Texas. I know our thoughts certainly with everybody that's been impacted. I mean, it is heartbreaking seeing all the children that have been involved in this. I can't even imagine what those parents must be going through, but I love that. I mean, obviously, look, there's a rivalry here, and we talk a lot about the Astros and the Trash Throws and the Armpit. I mean, I was just back in Houston last week, and I thought to myself, damn, I would hate to live here. I love being in Dallas, but at the same time, Texas forever, boys. And in a moment like this, we all are Texans, and we're all part of this great state, and we can come together and show love and support for one another.
100%, 100%, dude. And I was introduced to a new phrase this week that I was not familiar with.
Conjugating.
Cloud seeding.
Never heard of it.
Cloud seeding, which is like there's like some type of conspiracy going around. Like there might have been some weird stuff going on in the neck of the woods where the flooding went down. Where like companies can like do something to the clouds to sort of induce some level of precipitation. And then all of a sudden we get like a historical rainfall. I don't know. Pretty ridiculous. I might be swinging down some crazy rabbit holes, but I didn't even know what that term was.
Never heard of this.
Yeah, this is something that they've kind of talked about this and potentially in places that have drought. You know, maybe in countries like in the Middle East that, you know, with the deserts and stuff like that, and you know, how do you get water to these areas? You know, and there's talk about that. It is a fascinating thing to see or to hear about or to learn about. I just think that Texas and along the Gulf Coast here as well, we live in some very, very violent times when it comes to weather. You know, and it's with when cold fronts hit hot, humid air. Again, here we've got Carol D to talk about all this weather stuff with our boy Brunoff. But in, it just, man, it's just this violent weather patterns.
Crazy.
When you get just these cold fronts and then they hit these, say, this heat, humidity, things like that. I mean, it is a, it's just, a, it causes violent patterns. And I, to get that much amount of rain in such a short period of time in a dry area, boy, I mean, that's just a recipe for what you just saw. And unfortunately, you know, the loss of life is, you never want to, I mean, never want that to be a part of it. But gosh,
no.
Dang, that was just crazy how that all went down.
Absolutely. Okay, I stumbled upon this clip. You guys know who Joe Mazzulla is.
Yeah.
I'm familiar.
Coach of the Boston Celtics. Now, this is one of the most unique individuals in professional sports. So he jumped on the Games with Names podcast with Julian Edelman, and he thinks he's got a brilliant new business idea. 877-881-1053. Do we think this is genius, or is this guy out of his bleeping mind? Here's Joe Mazzulla.
So you know how they have escape rooms?
Yeah.
We should start a business where you have, like, situation rooms. You can sign up and go in and reenact different things. You know, like, hey, what are you doing tonight? Ah, we're going to grab dinner, and then we're going to go reenact the Bin Laden raid.
That'd be a sick first date idea.
I think the escape room's just the beginning.
They have those. You go out to, like, the West Coast, the John Wick guy that teaches you gun.
But I'm talking, like, down here on the main road. I'm saying, like, you can find an escape room anywhere.
At a billiard spot?
Yeah, like, tonight we're going to reenact...
Saw 4.
No, maybe. I mean, talk about morality. But tonight we're going to reenact, like, negotiation tactics. After dinner, you're going to be kidnapped, and I got to use my negotiation tactics to, like, get you back.
Fun Friday night.
I mean, escape rooms are just the beginning.
Oh, yeah, that's child's play.
That's boring.
Trying to go P.F. Chang's, maybe a little waterboarding afterwards.
Crazy. So, like, I kind of, there might be some situations that I think would be fun to go and experience in the situation room. Others might be a little bit insane. I don't know how we feel about this. Lucius, we were talking about ideas yesterday that you had that I thought was genius. Is this one that you would be for?
You know, I heard this and realized Joe might be out of his mind.
Mm-hmm.
You see how dark all of his examples were?
Yes.
Yeah. Like, what will thrill him?
Bin Laden.
Interrogation. Let's go kick in Bin Laden's door. Like, what other type of things? I see it. I get it. He's maniacal. This man is maniacal. I get why he's a head coach.
Yeah.
I mean,
he was not turning down possibly like a saw pot room.
Oh my god!
You know, it was kind of scary.
I just don't have the trust. You know, like, now that I would think I would end up in like a Final Destination scenario where it's actually like, no, this is real. We are waterboarding you.
Next thing, you got to sign a waiver or something, like those crazy haunted houses where they can actually touch you or torture you to try and terrify you, and you can't. You got to make it up all the way or through all these rooms, and I'm out on that. I love a good haunted house. No thank you if it comes to that.
He's definitely the closest thing to a psychopath in all of professional coaching.
Got to be.
I mean, he's a different... I had the story whenever I was with Hagee a couple of weeks ago, but there was a story that Windhorse was telling, and I actually went in and read about it. One of their rookie players...
I didn't know you could read.
Yeah, I didn't either. It was like a pleasant... It was like a really fun thing that I learned. and they're... Like, Mazzulla, obviously, he's going to be hard on rookies. And, like, they draft this guy, and he tells them, like, I don't like rookies. If you're going to play a single second, like, you're going to have to earn the heck out of this, whatever. So then it's, like, later on in the season... The rookie player has gotten out of the shower. He's walking back to the locker room. He's wearing his towel still. He's going into the door as all of a sudden Mazzulla's walking out.
Okay.
And now Mazzulla's like, no, you go ahead. And the rookie's like, no, you go ahead. It's like, no, you go ahead. No, you go ahead. And the players around are telling the story where it was almost an hour of that going down.
No.
Where neither one of them wanted to budge. It's a total mind game situation. The rookie's like, I can't cave in this moment. He's like, clearly testing me. Mazzulla's a psychopath. The only reason why it ended is because there was a team meeting that they all had to get to, and so it just ended in sort of a truce.
Did they both go? Did he just go to the team meeting in the towel?
As far as I know, Walchuk, he did.
Wow.
But that's like just a small example of how ridiculous this guy is.
Wow.
That I kind of love it.
Unbelievable. It's on another level. Look, he won an NBA title. he's proven to be a good coach.
I mean, he's only proven that he's a psychopath and just reminding his players to just keep shooting the three.
Golly.
Just keep shooting the three ball.
That guy's got to be
that's,
single, right?
That's what the Celtics have done. I think he's married.
He does not have a family.
Yeah. I think, in fact, he does.
You think
he's
so?
He's got a wife and kids.
Remember, like, after the finals, he and his wife were walking around the court.
Everybody was gone,
and he still had on his coaching gear, and they were doing laps around TD Garden, just walking.
Soaking it in.
Talking, and, yeah, doing
hey,
all so, that.
There's someone for everyone.
Yeah.
That's for sure. Well, shout out to Joe Mazzulla. Five best non-conference games in the college football schedule, courtesy of the morning news. They pumped this out today. I think obviously number one on here, it is Texas, Ohio State, and we don't have to wait long. August 30th from Columbus, Ohio Stadium, the Shoe. The series history tied at two, and obviously the last one was the epic semifinal matchup that Ohio State ended up defeating Texas 28-14 in with the Captain Jack Sawyer strip sack fumble recovery for the touchdown that sealed the deal. Oklahoma, Michigan, the fighting Carter Freemans of OU going and taking on the Derrick Collins of the Michigan Wolverines week two, September 6th, Memorial Stadium in Norman. Last time these two historic teams played, 1976 in the Orange Bowl. Oklahoma victorious 14-6. That is the one and only time Oklahoma and Michigan have ever played. This will be the second ever meeting between these two schools. That is freaking epic right there, boys. Then Baylor SMU. Another awesome non-conference game. Look, Ari Temkin, he's picking the Baylor Bears to just run a train on the rest of the Big 12 this year.
That's true.
He thinks they're going to win this thing. And SMU, just fresh off a playoff appearance. I love Kevin Jennings, the quarterback. Can they go ahead and replicate what they did just a year ago? Maybe win the ACC. It's going to be tough because Clemson's really good. But I cannot wait for Baylor SMU. That is going to be week two, September 6th. That week two schedule is looking good. We get A&M traveling to Notre Dame in South Bend this year, week three. That's going to be fantastic. And then the Iron Skillet. SMU, TCU. TCU also being slept on a little bit in the Big 12 this year. Mr. Hoover, an absolute star from Rockwall Heath at quarterback. He's coming back. Can TCU knock off SMU? So you got two SMU games that are featured on here. Not an easy schedule for the Mustangs, but guys, I can't wait. I am just so ready for football. I'm ready to be out there at the tennis courts in Oxnard watching practice and then coming back and just inject all the preseason football into my veins. I know it's preseason. I don't even care. I'm just ready to start to see pigskin back.
Yeah, the hunger is real, and we've been smelling it for a while, and now you can start to taste it a little bit.
Taste it.
And then we will just feast on it when we get to Oxnard. Okay. How about that, dude? Brought us 10 days away. Hops on a bird.
Yeah.
Ready for some football.
Ready for some football.
ESPN put together their flag football ideal roster.
Oh, geez.
Okay. What do you guys think of this squad?
Of just current NFL players?
Current NFL players.
Okay.
The ones that actually possibly could compete in this thing, in the Olympics. Jaden Daniels is going to be your quarterback.
Yes.
Or Kyler Murray.
They looked at Lamar, and they looked at Joe Burrow.
Yeah.
They went with Jaden Daniels.
I do imagine that you want a guy with wheels.
Yeah. You got to have somebody that can move. Like, and Jaden Daniels.
He's the Walchuk, as you would say, perhaps, the epitome of the type of quarterback you would want.
Composed right there. Jahmyr Gibbs at running back.
Yeah, you want a wiggly guy.
Speed.
As Dawson would say.
Got to be wiggly.
You know, willing to zig when others zag.
Bijan was the other option here.
Yeah, agreed.
Wide receiver, Justin Jefferson.
Yes.
Justin, the alternate is CD.
And I think that's the toughest one is when it comes to the wide receivers because there's so many phenomenal
ones.
Ones
to choose. Yeah,
and,
like
you got more coming in. Like by the time we get to the Olympics in 2028, we could be looking at a couple. I mean, the Travis Hunter factor, but other guys.
They're already putting Jeremiah Smith on the team. Ohio State Buckeye.
They
just went ahead and said Jefferson and Jeremiah Smith are our guys.
I'm totally game for that, dude. Jeremiah Smith is next level.
And the backups are Malik Nabers and CD Lamb. Yeah. They've got Jamar Chase at center.
Wait, what?
Jamar Chase is going to play center.
That's a catching position.
You just snap it, and then you can go. You float out for a route.
Yeah.
See, I think a guy like Cooper Beebe, he's got soft hands.
Zach Martin come back.
Maybe. Okay, but how much blocking is that position doing?
You're not really blocking.
You're not blocking.
I mean, there is a chance where they get one rush, I believe, in these rules. So you might have to, like, but again, it's like it's not football. You're not blocking a guy with pads, and they're not going to have a guy that's a legit defensive lineman that's rushing you.
That's true. It's going to be a smaller size guy with speed.
So, like, the rusher here would be Micah.
Okay, so Micah's on our team.
Micah's on the team.
Micah's playing. Okay.
Defensive backs, they got Pat Surtain and Travis Hunter are the DBs, ooh, along with Cooper DeJean.
Yeah.
Safety, Antoine Winfield Jr. I mean, this team's pretty damn loaded. I might go with Buda Baker.
I think I might go with Brian Branch.
I mean, Branch has a lot of versatility back there.
Yeah.
Who was just number one on that list that came out? The safeties list yesterday. Who'd they have at the top spot?
Oh, it was Kyle Hamilton.
Hamilton, also very versatile player, chameleon-like. Antoine Winfield Jr., I love. I mean, the coverage ability. But, yeah, I'd probably go Brian Branch in this scenario over him, too.
Yeah. Yeah, I think I would.
I mean, you might be able to pick on him because of the size, but I'm a big Antoine Winfield truther. I thought that was fun, just thinking about all the options here. And who knows if they even put the NFL players in there or not. But goodness gracious. And 9-8-5, yeah, LSU Clemson is awesome. This was Texas schools that were featured in this. So we kind of just kept it to the Lone Star State on that one. That's why you didn't get LSU and Clemson.
Appreciate
on the top
the
five non-conference teams. But that is going to be an absolutely phenomenal matchup. And then OU also, you know, being in the area, we got a lot of big OU alums. So thank you very much. Let's do a C-note, though, shall we? Cowboys news of the evening coming up on the other side. Did Jake Ferguson make the top 10 tight ends list in any capacity? And what would you say Dak's legacy is? That's next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, the ice-cold Stella Artois beer is flowing on a Friday here in the G-Bag Nation. What you drinking, what you thinking? At 5 o'clock, we are rapidly approaching that. Eric Nadel, G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, the 5 o'clock hour, commercial-free, going to be incredible. Let's get you the C-Note here, brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one has been hurt in a car or truck wreck, go ahead and call the Frankels first. 214-333-3333. And let's go ahead and get you Krusty's Corner here in a few minutes. But first, here's the Wooly Bully with your C-Note.
Let's do it. Cowboys news of the evening. Who's the best tight end in all of football? 877-881-1053. The execs, the coaches, and those crusty scouts that just don't want to be named, they've added. Now they've done the tight end list.
Mm.
And number one, fellas, if you had to guess.
It's our guy with the Las Vegas Raiders.
Brock Bowers already after 1 year.
I'm just taking a guess. I'm saying crusty scout guys. Or saying that Brock Bowers is that guy.
I mean, I won't push back on it. I think you see from a lot of these lists, you won't see the one-year wonder, so to speak, guys get as much love. But there's no question if you're drafting a tight end right now, he's the number one overall pick. So I won't push back on it.
No, and last year, of course, unranked because he was a rookie. He was not eligible, but in just 1 year, most receiving yards by a rookie tight end in NFL history. Most receptions by an NFL tight end in rookie history, 112 receptions. And most by any player in a single season already in your 80s history.
Yep. Dang, dude.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
Just in one season.
One season.
For Brock Bowers. NFC exec said, great person, hard worker, instinctive, great hands, matchup problem due to his speed and athleticism with elite ability. I mean, he was one of those players.
He's everything that we thought Pitts was going to be.
Yeah.
That's yeah. kind of where that's he is everything that we thought Pitts was going to be.
I mean, he was even maybe better when you talk about the routes.
Yeah.
I mean, gosh, Brock Bowers was, I mean, they ran him on end arounds, all kinds of stuff at Georgia, and he was incredible. Still just 22 years old, already ranked as the number one tight end in all of the National Football League. Number two is George Kittle. Lowest rank he got was 4. Highest ranking he got was 1 at 31 years old. You had an AFC scout say he's shown that when he's healthy, he's the most complete player at the position. Durability is the only thing that's really affected that. He embodies San Fran's culture, and that's why they keep paying him. Hard to argue that.
Yeah, he plays a bit like an insane person. And
well,
he's
obsessed with the Joker. You remember that stuff? Like,
yeah.
He, like, channels the Joker pregame.
And he is a two-way guy in terms of he blocks just as well as he catches the ball. And I think the thing with him is just how much of a yak demon he is. Like, you get the ball in his hands, good luck bringing him down.
Very tough.
Like, I remember a few years ago when he was dragging a Saints defender hanging on his face mask for, like, 15, 20 yards. Like, he is as intimidating with the ball in his hands as anybody. I think last year he was number two among tight ends when it comes to the yards after the catch, but his entire career, he's either number one or number two at the position when it comes to after the catch. He's a menace.
Laporta coming in at number three from the Detroit Lions.
Yeah.
Trey McBride of the Arizona Cardinals. McBride's one of the most underrated players, period.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that we were not really right about him when that whole tight end draft was rolling out? Was he one of the guys that from Colorado State we weren't as high on him as our guy from Utah? And, you know, we kind of just gave him he's a good player.
I think he was a year before.
Was he?
Laporta was.
No, I'm talking
You're
about,
talking Laporta?
No, talking about McBride.
Yeah, I think McBride was the year before.
Was he?
I think he was. I don't think he was in the Laporta-Kincaid draft. But
for some reason, I thought we were talking about all those guys at the same time.
They were back-to-back years, and the Cowboys did like Trey McBride.
They liked Laporta, too.
That was crazy. Remember the day of the draft.
Todd Archer, we were getting ready to go on air. Todd Archer sent me a text. He says, man, keep an eye out on this Laporta. And I go, what round?
Yeah.
And he goes, first. And I'm like, what? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember the tight end stuff was pretty loud that year.
I mean,
yeah.
that was an elite tight end draft. You had Michael Mayer out of Notre Dame was in that draft.
Right.
And I
thought McBride was part of that whole.
I think he was the year before. I'll double check that, but I'm pretty sure. I don't think they were in the same draft.
And speaking of Michael Mayer, it's interesting because it's him and Brock Bowers. Like that. Yeah. The Raiders' offense is interesting with Chip Kelly. Those two tight ends, you can run heavy personnel. You have Genty. Mm-hmm. Now you have Geno Smith, who's one of the more accurate quarterbacks in the league. Jack Besh, I love that dude coming out of TCU. Mm-hmm. And he's a blocking machine. Like they should be able to run the football a little bit. McBride, it's interesting about Trey McBride. From a fantasy standpoint, everybody knows him. You play fantasy football, you know he's one of the upper-tier tight ends. He's just one of those guys that, for whatever reason, it's like, hey, here's over 100 catches. Here's over 1,000 yards. And you can't find the end zone.
Yeah, he doesn't get a lot of touchdowns.
I don't really know how to explain that at all.
No, but the targets are there. Yeah, McBride was 2022, and then 2023 was the Laporte draft. But he should have been the number one. I don't even know who was the number one tight end in 2022. I can't remember. But, yeah, McBride was probably underrated. Kelce still at number five, and you had the Chiefs GM come out and say that he clearly is regressing, but he's lost a lot of weight. Maybe this will be the swan song for Travis Kelce. Mark Andrews at six of the Ravens, still getting it done. T.J. Hockenson of the Vikings at seven. Isaiah Likely of the Ravens at eight. So they got two tight ends in the top eight of this list.
Wow.
And that's why they're probably, they've had the conversations of should we move on from Mark Andrews? Because we have Likely ready to go, and then they're probably going to have to end up paying him. He's 25 years old. Goddard at nine and Njoku at 10. But our guy, Jake Ferguson, did make the honorable mention list. Excellent blocker and receiver, needs to get Dak back in the worst way, said one NFL coordinator. Mm. Kincaid of the Bills also on here. Evan Engram of the Broncos now. Cole Kmet of the Bears. Hunter Henry, Pat Freiermuth, and Jonnu Smith, who's now a Pittsburgh Steeler, are the other honorable mentions. I found this article fascinating that our buddy Calvin Watkins put out. What is Dak Prescott's legacy as Cowboys quarterback as he enters his 10th season as a starter? And if you look at it, Dak's in position now to go ahead and break a ton of records when it comes to all-time Cowboys quarterbacks. The standard we know, it was set by Roger Staubach.
Sure.
Troy Aikman carried that on. Danny White is oftentimes looked at as a failure, if you will, not living up to those expectations, even though if you look at Danny White, 10-8 playoff record.
Mm-hmm.
The guy went to a bunch of championship games.
Yeah.
And at this point, we would kill to have a quarterback.
Absolutely.
That was doing that.
So he went through, you look at the postseason records of the all-time Cowboy quarterbacks. Dandy Don 1-3. Danny White 10-8, Roger 13-7, 2-2 in the Super Bowl, Dax 2-5, Aikman 11-5, 3-0 in the Super Bowl, and Romo at 2-4. And I think since Romo retired, there's been almost a growing affinity for Romo, if you will. Romo got the same type of scrutiny as in hate, like, he's a choke artist.
Yeah.
He can't win the big one. Some of that. Yeah, it was justified. There were plenty of moments. You go back to Seattle. What happened against the Giants 21-17 when they're the top record in the NFC? You have a chance to win the division at the end of the season. One of them, he wasn't playing because he was able to go heroic mode and beat Washington. So it was Matt Castle against Philly, but they continue to come up short. But Dak is now kind of in that Romo category. Not even I could say it. I think Danny White's probably number three behind Staubach and Aikman when you look at his success overall. But yes, the legacy of Dak's not able to win the Super Bowl, and I don't think any of us right here right now believe that that's probably going to happen based on the way the team and the roster is built. But, man, I don't know. Like, I struggle right now to think of what the legacy will be.
Yeah, Eric just had a chance to ID a lady, and he didn't do it.
You should have asked.
She pointed at her wristband, which was red. I was kind of hoping that Eric was going to ask her, need to see some ID, please, ma'am.
I should have done that. I should have done that. That was a fun thing that we used to do in college. We would, when there was a long line at a bar, one of us would just step up at the front and act like we were the ones checking IDs. So we'd be checking the ID. People think they can go in. But then the real bouncer's like, hey, what the hell are you doing? I've got your ID.
Yeah.
It's just like one of those stupid, drunken things.
What if you started collecting the money? Like, it's a $5 cover.
Yeah, the cover charge.
That's a good
bit. That would have leveled it up.
That's a good bit. But
Aikman's the standard here.
Aikman with 3-0 in Super Bowls.
Yeah.
And then you got Roger at 2-2. But Aikman did. That's the thing. People look at the stats, and Bobby's doing an excellent job with this whole an incredible math that he's put together to try and figure out the quarterback stats and comparing them over the centuries. But like Troy does not get enough credit for the way that he elevated his play in the biggest games, in the biggest moments. I mean, we were watching the replay of that 92 championship game. Some of the throws right. that he made in that game on the run, hitting Jay Novacek for a big first down in that third quarter. The play, obviously, to Alvin Harper, hits him in stride, gorgeous pass. Boom, there he goes, sets up a first down and goal. Big clutch moments, there's no question. And that's really, that's my biggest knock right now on Dak. We've been waiting for it. I think Dak's had awesome moments. He's a success story. He was a fourth-round pick that's gone on to be a starting quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys for 10 years. There's no question he goes down as having a great career, but ultimately the standard is championships. And if you want to be thought of as glorified here in Dallas, if you end up playing and you don't ultimately get that Lombardi and a Super Bowl ring, you're not viewed as legacy all-time great. It's almost like, yeah, good, but failed.
Yeah, because I don't think that we will, when it's all said and done, like the fourth round pick stuff, you sort of forget. Once you're a franchise quarterback and you are resetting the quarterback market from a financial standpoint,
now you're the highest paid quarterback
multiple times in your career, ultimately it'll be looked back at as underachieving. It's hard to imagine saying that because, like you said, he was a fourth-round pick. But especially the way that he and that 2016 team came out of the gates, like they raised the bar for everything. It was like, man, this is a team that you felt like even that year should be contending for a Super Bowl. They didn't really get anywhere close when you think about it. And then they haven't gotten even closer than that over the course of the last decade. So it's like highly paid and underachieved. But also, everything has to get pointed back at the Cowboys organization, because post Aikman, you can look at all these quarterbacks, and it's specifically Romo and Dak who are like legit enough to say, hey, you could have won a Super Bowl with this guy. Why didn't you do it?
Mm-hmm.
And the organization has to take majority of the blame for that.
No doubt. And, we'll see how overall this unfolds. I know Dak said, like, for his sanity, he hopes they win a championship. I know he wants it. Just as bad as anybody, if not worse. I'd love to see it for him, but it's just not, I don't know if it's in the cards. Right now it does seem like there's kind of a curse going on here.
Yeah, there's a bit of a Cowboy curse.
As soon as postseason play starts, it's like, damn it, what the hell? Anything that can go wrong will go wrong, mm-hmm. and the heartbreak and just waves of creative losses is like, what is happening here? I can't take it anymore. One day somebody's going to come around and break this thing. We can just pray and hope that it happens sooner rather than later. All right, Trusty's Corner coming up on the other side as we are live here at Pickler Universe. Come say what's up to us as the Stella Artois is a-flowing. Where are we going, Broadus?
I'll tell you what, it's a Friday staple. Is this really a professional athlete? We'll do that next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Thank you very much, Lucius. We're going to talk with Katie George of ESPN, who was working sideline for Cooper Flagg's Summer League debut last night. She's going to be doing it again tomorrow for their matchup against the Spurs. Also was covering Big 12 Media Day for ESPN's college football broadcast this week here in Frisco. We are out here at Pickler Universe. The Major League Pickleball and Dallas Classic will be on the 24th to the 27th. Yet the Dallas Flash, or the pro team here locally, undefeated. They're going to be playing here in the MLP. So come on out, hang out with us today. Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 North I-35 East, just past the George Bush Toll Road. The Stella Artois is out here. It is flowing. It is free, of course. And we'd love to see you. But right now it is time for Krusty's Corner, brought to you by Reliant Air Conditioning, gimmick-free AC repair and replacement. Here he is, King of the Krusty's, Rodas.
Thank you very much there, Wooly Bully. Hey, have you guys noticed it's great to be out here, by the way? A lot of people getting after it, men and women, as far as the pickleball stuff going on. Have you noticed it's kind of a very knee-bracy sport?
Yes.
Very much so.
Have you noticed that?
Well, it's a bit of a geriatric sport, Rodas. Let's just be honest about this.
Because there's a lot of folks out here that are doing a lot better than me, but it's kind of a braced-up situation. I kind of feel like I got the, I'm going to say it, Wolchuk, sorry, the Brett Favre, Jerry Rice copper band thing working.
Yeah, they got the knee brace and the elbow pads.
I feel like I'm in a copper band commercial.
The elbow pads are amazing. I saw one guy with a helmet. I mean, they're really pulling out all the stops to protect the body.
I can see there's a lot of, what's even better is you can tell the people that are super serious and the ones that are not, they're not braced up. They got their pickle paddle, but they got a Stella in their hand too.
I know that's my favorite is seeing these beer drinking, pizza eating,
seeing the normal, like the kind of the mom, you know, who's usually got the Yeti cup,
it's replaced with the Stella.
Just straight off holding the Stella can like there's no tomorrow. You know, like it's Friday. Kids are somewhere tonight. I ain't worried about them. But a very, very copper fit, bracy. Mm-hmm. Environment here,
and you get the mid game Stella hydration, you also get some of these individuals are going paddle in the right hand, coldy in the left while playing,
which is great because you're burning off those calories while just sipping them down.
This is a special experience.
You know, another thing I've learned though is you start on one court and then there's like a and you move to the next court. You know, like you go from the one court, like you go outside to the middle and then to the far. That's kind of the rotation. So, you know, I've kind of watched people do that type of, the rotation.
Right.
I didn't know. I'm like, how long do you play? It's a score. It's a score. And then you're right about that,
Lucius. Puff, puff, pass, okay?
All right. It's my Friday staple. So we got Wimbledon. We got the finals coming up, right? We got the Wimbledon finals.
Yes. Just became official today as the men's played their semis.
Yeah, you got that. We're down to
Joker is out.
We're down. Oh, hold up. I'm sorry. You said something.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, rules are rules. 2-on-4. Mama gave me 8 of them flop checks, and Mama take away 5 of them flop checks. I won't say home.
We stormed the Capitol.
Storming the Capitol. Oh, here's the pickleball. Oh, just kicked it back into play. All right, here we go. All right, I'm going to ask you guys, are these guys Wimbledon tennis players? Or just what are they? Are they a tennis player at Wimbledon or not?
They could be a new Dallas star.
They could be. You never know. Okay? So we'll start with you there, Chieftain.
Mm.
Jack Draper. Is he a Wimbledon tennis player or just a guy?
I think Jack is too strong of a name to be a tennis player. You know, if we were playing a physical sport game, then I would say I could see Jack Draper getting in the mix there. I'm going to say no on him being a tennis player.
Willie, Jack Draper, Wimbledon tennis player or a JAG?
I mean, Draper, kind of a hockey name almost.
Could Jack be a JAG?
I'm going to say not a tennis player.
You say not?
I'm going to go not a tennis player. I think he's an athlete, but I think it's another sport.
We go to the Pimp Cup, where Lucius Alexander tells us, Jack Draper, Wimbledon tennis player, or JAG?
Well, I mean, I want to go against my teammates' better judgment at this point, just because it seems like it's too heavy that way. But at the same time, Jack Draper sounds like a character from Mad Men.
Mad Men, exactly.
Oh, it does. So I'm going to say no. I'm going to have to say the nay no, my brother.
Jack Draper. Wimbledon tennis player.
Damn it.
Oh,
wow.
Did you say what? Lady. What did you say?
I think I said golly.
Oh, I thought no. He said lady. I thought Broder said lady.
No.
Like, what is a lady named Jack? Was it Jacqueline?
No. These are all male. These are all male athletes here, we think. All right. Next one to you, Wooly.
Okay.
Jesus Gomez.
Oh, boy.
Jesus Gomez.
There you go.
Jesus Gomez. I'm going to say no. Not a tennis player, considering just had a yes. I don't think we're going back-to-back tennis players. I'm just going with the gut here, and I'm going to say that is not participating here.
To the Pimp Cup, Lucius Alexander, Jesus Gomez.
Jesus Gomez. Not a tennis player.
Well, let's go to Chieftain down at the end.
I really don't, like, my gut tells me he's not, but I'm just going to swing the other way on this one. I don't really have a good feeling about it. I will say he is also a tennis man. I think you were going to try and pull out all the Jokovic's, you know, all these Slovenian, whatever. Mm-hmm.
The Serbians.
And now all of a sudden you're just sneaking these names that don't sound like tennis players in.
Sure.
But they still are. I'm saying he's a tennis player. And he's a damn good one at that, Broadus.
Jesus Gomez runs track in Spain.
Crap!
Let's go.
Hell crap! Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wow, I'm 0 for 2.
We're on the board, boys.
All right,
so swing the other way.
He takes so much. He takes so much pride.
Lucius.
Yeah, here we
in
go.
In the Pimp Cup.
Yeah, front and center.
Jeff Walker.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a display by Jeff Walker there. No, Jeff Walker does not play tennis. No, he's not a tennis guy. He's not one of the greatest athletes on the planet.
Chief.
I am going to say that Jeff Walker has a mean backhand. That's a tennis player. That's a guy who knows how to lay in a drop shot on you.
So you're saying Jeff Walker is a tennis player?
Yep.
Willie?
Yeah, I like Lucia's strategy here, like 15 love, Walker. No, it doesn't sound right to me. I'm going to go with not a tennis player. Very familiar with Johnny Walker's game. Not so much Jeff Walker.
Yeah, Jeff Walker sounds like a motivational speaker or something.
Yeah, he's got a great LinkedIn.
Yeah.
Jeff Walker.
Yeah, he's a keynote speaker this weekend.
If I told you Jeff
Walker's going to be there, dude. Motivate you.
If I told you that Jeff spells his name G-E-O-F-F.
That makes me feel like he's absolutely a tennis player.
That's an Olympic swimmer.
Lucius, you're going to change.
I mean, come on. Now I have to at this point.
So you're saying he is a tennis player?
No, I'm not. But, that is definitely a tennis ass way of spelling Jeff.
It is.
But you're staying out?
I'm staying out.
Jeff Walker. Canadian curler.
Oh. Man, they're spelling Jeffs with G's in Canada.
Yeah, I think
this dude is a legend in Canada. Man.
There's so many like
brush.
So many names with multiple different spellings. The Jeff one doesn't make any sense.
Oh, that's
to me.
So weird.
All right, we're at Chief. Is it Chief now?
I think so.
Chief, start this one.
I'm over.
Get your Googles ready.
Flavio Cobelli.
Wow, can you repeat that?
Flavio. Cobelli.
Wow. I mean, very few tennis players have bellies.
Flavio Corbelli.
Yeah. I feel like... No, I don't see him being a tennis player, man. But because of that, and because I'm doing so bad, I'm going to go against my own brain. He is a tennis player. How about that?
Really?
I'm going to say yes, he is a tennis player. I don't think this is a name that you could have really made up.
This is a guy that's got some backspin.
You think so? Flavio Corbelli. Flavio Corbelli. Lucius?
Man, I mean, I've been saying the name over and over again. I'm getting F1 driver or orchestra conductor. Flavio Corbelli. Yeah. Yes, he's a tennis. He's a tennis guy.
Flavio Cabelli.
Flavio Cabelli. I got a Flavio Cabelli watch, bro, Flavio, to sell you.
He's a tennis player.
Yes!
Let's go.
See, that's what I got to do.
We're back on the... Yeah, just go against your own brain.
My own brain.
Final one. And we'll go into the Pimp Cup for the start. Bruno Schmidt.
Bruno Schmidt.
Bruno.
Lucius. Bruno Schmidt. Hey, it's me, Bruno.
It's me, Bruno.
No, not a tennis player. God dog it. I don't feel too good with that one.
Not a tennis player, sis.
Not
Lucius.
A tennis player.
His friends definitely call him Smitty, right?
Maybe.
There's no question. Everyone who knows him calls him Smitty. I don't even know him. I call him Smitty. He's a damn good tennis player.
Sandy's a tennis player. How about you there, Willie, to finish this thing off?
I'm going to say no on this one. This sounds like a sailor, maybe a guy that ran true. He rose. I'm going to say no go on this one.
Bruno Schmidt. Brazilian beach volleyball player.
Yeah. Okay. Wow. Boy, you almost got me right there. Boy.
We got on a heater here, L.A.
F you, Smitty.
All right, boys. Thank you very much.
Thank
Appreciate you.
There he is, Krusty's Corner, every day at 3:40. Make sure you get on out here. We got about, 2.5 hours to go? Hey, math, not my strong sword, but we're out at 6:30 today. Partying with you, Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 2800 North I-35 East. They got free Stella Artois. It is free to come out and play. It is awesome. I mean, this place is absolutely popping right now. It is loaded. Juggy as hell as well right in front of us. So come on out. You got to go ahead and see the scenic views and say what's
braced
up.
Braced up.
Let's do it. All right, coming up next, Katie. Oh, and Freddie D's in the building.
Freddie
Davis has just showed up. ESPN's Katie George recapping the Cooper Flag debut and Big 12 Media Days next in the Nation.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.